morning, everybody. Welcome to Daily Digest with Jimmy Diso. Excuse me, let me try and catch my breath there. Right, today is Wednesday and it's Dear Bomi Day. And today I would have been wishing my senior friend, Major Olorun Femi, I'd have been wishing him happy birthday this morning. He's been a very great supporter of the programs that I do. From way back 7 years, he'd always call me and give me one perspective or the other. Sometimes we disagree, but, I loved him so much. He passed away this morning on his birthday. Yeah. And I just pray that his soul will rest in peace. My condolences go to the family, to his wife, and to his daughter, who is the mother of one of my biggest fans, called Mojola, but I like calling her Mojo. Okay, Bumi works with the bank. Bumi Olorun Femi works with the bank. And she has siblings. And I wish all of them all the best. May his soul rest in peace. Right, today is Wednesday and it's Dear Bumi Day. But I have a double-barreled guest here in the sense that we are going to do Dear Bumi together today. And tomorrow we are going to do a special one on etiquette. Her name is Craig, Mrs. Tosin Craig, right?
Yes.
Yes, and she's Mrs. Craig. By the way, Locking in the Shadows, you won't see that on YouTube, is Mr. Craig who came in. I think it's because today his answers, he thinks that you might run into trouble getting there. That's why he came, Abby.
Well.
Oh, he goes everywhere with you.
It's a big support.
You guys can go on YouTube, but be careful what you say because the man is here, but you know why. You have a fair idea of why he's also here. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
So you'll be here today and tomorrow.
Yes.
I hope that's not too much of a burden on you.
Oh no, it's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. Yes, we'll talk a lot about etiquette tomorrow. And now, when we talk about etiquette, don't think we're talking about etiquette as it concerns ladies, how to sit down, how to walk. No, it's going to be etiquette in our daily lives. You know how, especially I'm so worried about how insensitive we can be. In dealings with our fellow human beings, and entitlement. Yes, that we seem to carry around. So we'll knock that out tomorrow. But yeah, so okay, now you read this one out, I gave it to you, so you're quite familiar with it.
Yes.
Have you watched this program before? Have you heard it before?
Yes.
Okay, we're on Facebook Live, we're on YouTube. And our lines will be open 770-993-993-993. And the line for females 01465-7190. We will open up our lines at some point. We have some stories here. I live in fear my past could catch up with me. He's a drunkard, but I still love him. Drunkards could be jolly good fellows sometimes. This one says, I think of getting back with my ex, Mulikat. And I can't read this one by Philo. That one, you have to go read the album. This headline is too... Let me show it to my guy. I can't read this one. Can I read this one?
No.
Mr. Atanasius has said the pastor, because I've raised it from Mr. to pastor. Pastor Atanasius, I shouldn't read that. Then there's another one. I think he's cheating on his dead wife. How can you cheat on a dead wife? And then hobby raped my friend. That is very unfortunate.
Wow.
Okay. Let's start with this bizarre one, I think he's cheating on his dead wife. And he says that my boyfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years. This is Joko. He says, I am 44 and he's 47. We were both previously married for nearly 20 years. My marriage ended in divorce. His in the tragic death of his wife in a car accident. While I can't completely understand his grief, I can empathize and provide support. He's worked hard at getting on with his life. He put away the photos before our second date, and I later moved in with him. The third anniversary of his wife's death is approaching, and during emotionally charged times like this, he says he feels conflicted about me. Okay, and although he knows his wife is gone, he can't shake the feeling that he loves two women and that he's betraying her. My boyfriend never says, I love you, unless I say it first. Well, at least he says it. Mm. But is it important for a man to tell a woman, I love you? Is it important first?
Well, I think it is important, but I've come to realize in my close to 14 years that they often don't say it, but they act it.
It's hell.
Yes, it is. It doesn't say it as often as I would like to hear it, but in his actions, in his service,
it shows it.
And I think I've come to realize that that's enough. In the first few years, it was a big deal to me. You don't say I love you like I say I love you, but I know he loves me.
You know, the irony, though, is who was I having a discussion with? And I said that some people have perfected the art of good behavior, but that's what it is. It's an act. You know, it doesn't come from them. So you could even find somebody who, has read books and articles and says it's good to tell your wife you love her at all times. So he has an alarm on his phone. So that, it's time to do, honey, I love you. Know? And he might not mean it. He doesn't say it, yes. But you believe he loves you, I mean?
Yes. The good book says, let us not love with words of mouth, but in action and in truth.
What actions make you think that a man loves you? Does it have to do with money?
Not necessarily, but when someone cares. Yes, it helps. He pushed everything he had to do today to bring me here, just to be sure that I'm okay.
And you're safe.
And I'm safe.
You ran into rioters, what do you think he would do?
If
you ran into a rowdy situation, what would he do?
He'll protect me. He will.
Is he a martial arts person?
He is not. As a matter of fact, I'm a little taller than he is, and I weigh heavier than he is. But in his actions, I know he will protect me. He's very protective of his family.
You're taller than he is and bigger than he is. Mm-hmm. I hope you don't bash him from time to time.
Oh, no, not
that's
at
a joke
all.
That's a joke. Okay, so back to this, to Joko. The headline is, he thinks he's cheating on his dead wife. I think the wife is gone.
Yes.
And I have a funny feeling she might be happy to see him happy. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think that, that's the way I would feel. Once I'm gone, I'd like you to move on with your life.
Yes.
But if he carries this guilt along with him, you know, he's going to have some problems at some
point. Absolutely.
It probably means he hasn't really gotten over that woman.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's where the woman needs to be a bit patient with him. Mm. It just, different people mourn in different ways, grief in different ways.
But it's a tough job, you know, because women can be funny. I'm sure you agree.
That
women can be funny.
How do you mean, sir? Before I agree, let me know.
What I said is what I said.
No, I
just going to ask
to
him. Let's know, because there's one sitting right here.
No, that's how we fool around. What I was just trying to say is that some might actually be angry. Mm. This woman is a bit worried that he's still in love, you know, with his wife. And We've had incidents where women would say to a man who lost his wife and they're dating, please, I wouldn't like to see her photograph still around the house. But I think that if you allow him grieve the way he wants, hopefully he might get over it. And he probably might not get over it. I don't know how we handle that. But yeah, so I think the answer to this is a bit straightforward. Mm-hmm. She just has to be patient with him. It's just 3 years. Mm-hmm. 3 years is relatively short.
Short.
If he loved the woman, and remember, she died in an accident.
Yeah, ghastly
accident. It can be.
It's tough.
But the truth is, do you know there are some men who cannot survive without a woman with them? Mm. I think there's a famous pastor who married maybe about 6 months after his wife died.
Yeah, 9 months.
Was it 9 months?
9 months.
Yes, but I heard that there was an agreement with his wife. I mean, she had a fatal, she had
a terminal
illness. Yeah. And it was agreed. She just knew the man wouldn't be able to cope. I just hope the marriage was consummated, because he probably would just stick to his normal routine. But good luck to that. Okay, this is Mulikat, okay? I hope it's not the Mulikat that I know. It could be. Is her name Mulika? Let me see. I have a friend that is her name Mulika. At times like this, your brain just goes. I'm remembering her Yoruba name. I don't. Once I say the Yoruba name, everybody who knows me, I'm trying to remember. I think her name is. Let me see. She says, Mulika says she recently ran into her ex at a social event, and that she was amazed. She still felt the same about him. Mm. And but they now work in the same office, and she overheard him saying that he still fancies her. Do you think I should just forget about what I heard? It's a bit tricky to speak to him as our office is an open one. But if I let him go, I'll never forgive myself. How does one handle this?
Let her just be herself. I don't think it is time for her to now begin to show that he heard something about him fancying her. I think she should just continue her life and should not lead him on to profess likeness to her. I mean, let her just...
What's wrong in her walking up to him and say, buddy, if your ex is not your enemy,
mm-hmm.
and I would assume that they'll still be friends.
Yeah.
You know, all of us have ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends, so it's not necessarily husband and wife, ex-boyfriend. Some people, their best friends today are their ex-this and ex-that.
Yeah.
So I don't know why she can't just walk up to him and say, Sharif, Mumu, I heard what you said. Sorry, I heard what you said, and what happened? Let's go for a drink. I wish people would be more relaxed and open, and
yeah.
not tight. You know, get themselves in a tight situation.
You have a point with that, but I just feel like, what if that's not even really the situation?
And then you find that too bad. But look, she says that she still likes him. You know, that she was amazed when she said, wow, Ogbeniri, you know, this guy, I still like him, you know. Our lines are open. Let me hear what our listeners have to say about this one. Should she just go back and talk to him?
And talk to him.
But how do you end up working in the same office with your ex?
I wonder.
And she says it's an open office. So
yeah.
Every time she's trusted, maybe the guy didn't mean it in the sense of wanting to go back to her.
To her, exactly. And that's
he might just think that baby was bad.
Yeah.
I mean, she's, and then, you know, the human mind is very funny. He might even think that he wants to go back. But when he eye don't clear.
Mm.
It is there's something with men. I don't know if women... if this happens to women, sometimes you get overcome by passion.
Yeah.
And then you think, you know, your adrenaline goes and you say, yes, 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 yes. And then after you've satisfied and reality then comes. Well, let's hear what our listeners have to say. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
My name is Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, sir. You have to speak up a bit.
Yeah, good morning. So,
please go on.
Your guest.
Yes.
Regards to what you're saying, I just feel it's temporal, you understand? She's just thinking of the past. Exactly.
Oh, you think he's thinking of the past?
Exactly. Yeah, because now it's the present. And you know, with this world, anything can happen to one next.
So you think his mind might be playing games on him?
Mm.
No, I mean her. She
might be playing games on her.
No, I mean the lady herself, she's still thinking of the past.
Mm.
For her to want to go back to the guy. And for her to think the guy wants her, she's not in the guy's mind, and the guy never said anything to her. And what she had might be the wrong thing.
Okay, thank you, sir. Well, when you do call in, you have just a minute. My thinking also is, if the guy really does want to, if he wants her back, he'll make that move.
Yeah.
I mean, I expect him to be bold enough.
Exactly. Let him make the move.
I don't know why people get scared to make moves. Make the move. The worst is you get no for an answer.
Exactly. And life continues.
And life continues. It's not the end of the world.
Some of us are not like you. Some of us are not just like you.
I need to adjust myself. What am I like? Can you tell me?
You said it now. You just said it now that some people.
So if you
walk up to a lady and say, I like you.
I didn't say I walk up to
someone. Well, that's what you said.
No.
That's what you said.
No. I knew he would twist it. He's been wanting to get me. But I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it that way. It's just what I'm saying is that you should have that confidence. Because some people can't handle rejection.
Mm.
But there's no big deal about rejection. If A can handle it, B can. Like my friend Falake Duarte would say, these men and women to each other are like waiting at the bus stop for the bus. Another one will come.
Mm.
If you miss this bus, the other bus is coming, you know. So people who are like me, should not be afraid of of rejection. All those who are like me say I. The eyes have it.
Nobody said anything.
Nobody said
that. It's a silent vote.
Rejection can be very painful, actually.
No. You must have a shock absorber too. Yeah, you must have. The eyes have it. It's a silent vote.
There's all Michael on the line.
Okay, Michael, morning.
Good morning.
Straight to the point, Michael. We have just a minute.
The fact is that women are wired in a manner that is different from that of men.
Really? You're an expert on that matter? Let's hear you.
I am.
Ah, okay. Let's hear you.
Now, for the both of this experiment we are talking and looking at, when they had this storm, or what you call the quarrel, it was a very small storm, and they did not realize the fact that what they have is bigger than what was about to break them. Now, they both go both ways, which is recommended even in all relationships. Let there be time that you give space to one another, either by holiday or something like that. You now realize when you are out, you did not see him for 1 month, 2 months, you realize that there's something you are missing. When you come back,
sometimes it can backfire. But thank you, your minute is up. Sometimes it can backfire because if you give yourself too much space, one might wander away in the desert and not find his or her way back.
Exactly.
Okay, we have just about 2 more minutes to go. So let me try and read the next one, then we'll take a short break.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll start the analysis. Hobby ripped, my friend. That says, I was fresh out of university when I found myself pregnant at age 22. I didn't want to get married, but my boyfriend then was 30, persuaded me we should get married. Okay, fine. The marriage turned out to be a nightmare, and it became controlling and violent, what we talked about yesterday. Okay. I endured his abuse for 15 years with 3 children. I finally found the courage to leave him. Thank God for that. I was to finally go to the house to collect the rest of my friends, and my friend agreed to go with me for moral support. Unfortunately, she arrived before I got there. My husband was in spite of telling me he wouldn't be, all that long story. The end of it all was that he raped the woman.
Oh, dear.
My friend never spoke to me again, and as soon as she could, she got transferred to another state. If I'd left my ex sooner, my friend might never have gone through the nasty experience of being violated. I blame myself for the trauma she went through. We're going to take a short break. It's the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, the Dear Bumi edition. We'll be right back after this break, so don't go away.
Jimmy Disu, right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Right, let's get back to Daily Digest, the Dear Bumi edition. Yes, so what do you think? How do you handle that? That's it. I don't mean you. I mean, how does one handle this? I think the friend should have reported to the police to teach the guy a lesson.
Absolutely.
Honestly, yes. I think that, you know, she should have reported to the police to teach the guy a lesson because obviously she's seriously traumatized from what the friend said. She says that she transferred to another state. Do you know what it takes for you to relocate to another state? And what kind of a human being is that?
It's an animal.
It's an animal.
Sorry. should have been reported.
I think she should have reported. Mm. And that would have given the friend some satisfaction, but she didn't. Mm-hmm. So her loyalty is still to the guy.
To the guy. Well, maybe not. It just may have felt I don't want to embarrass him.
Excuse me.
But that's absolutely a wrong thing to do. It should have been reported immediately.
He'll
do it again to someone else.
Yes. And just to show loyalty to her friend, to show how sorry mm-hmm. she is, she should have said, no, I'm not going to take this. Mm-hmm. I report to the police, mm-hmm. you know.
Absolutely.
Oh, sorry, we didn't read this properly. She says that, I do apologize. She says that this part skipped me. When I eventually turned up, we both went to the police and got him arrested.
Okay.
Later, relatives and friends convinced us to drop the charges because of the children. They shouldn't have.
Oh,
they should have made him face the music.
Yes, they should have made him
face the music. He's an animal. Mm-hmm. The only compromise I would take is if the whoever is standing shorty for him in the family ensures that he visits a psychiatrist regularly. Yes, that's probably the best compromise. Yes. And I don't know if you can work that out in some kind of court order or whatever to make sure that he's evaluated and you know.
Mm. I think it's possible to do that. It's not normal.
Let it go. No wonder she left him. It's a terrible story. Let's move to another one. Okay, I like this one. Boma says that I live in fear my past could catch up with me. I've been married to close to 30 years. 18 years ago, my husband and I went through a rough patch when his philandering took an alarming turn. Out of frustration, I did something I regret by starting an affair with a man from my office. We always advise don't do that. Mm-hmm. That's not the best kind of revenge you can get on him. Mm-hmm. He was single then, but in a serious relationship with the lady he eventually married. Neither my lover nor his friend knew my husband at that time. A couple of years ago, I found out that my husband and these two men were members of the same club. Oh, look, wow.
Wow.
This is a terrible one, though. This is a terrible one.
It is.
If this woman should give her life, and she's told to go and do what is it? What do they do?
Restitution.
Could inform you. He says, I have this belief that one of them has told a female of their circle, including a man who is close to my. Of course, now. Mm-hmm. Of course. Mm-hmm. This man is in deep trouble. This man brings up my former lover's name in my company. Uh-huh. You know. And then he says, I have a feeling he may be testing my reaction. Or do you think this is just my guilt coming out? I live in fear that my husband will find out. He'd never forgive me. I don't want to carry on like this with my marriage in jeopardy from something that took place in the past. Now, the crucial thing is, Mrs. Craig.
Yes, sir.
What should this woman do? Should she confess to the husband? I mean, so that let's get it over and done with.
Honestly, I wish I could say confess, and I wish I could say don't confess. I know there's something called restitution, and you don't want to carry guilt forever, so you feel like if you confess it, you feel better about it. But another part of me thinks there are some things that should stay buried. I'm sorry.
It's in the cemetery.
Exactly. But maybe bottom line is, can he handle it? If the answer is yes, you can handle it and go past it and forgive
let
each other.
Let me tell you, I'm a man. Two things are likely to happen if she tells him.
Mm-hmm.
Either the man will go violent. I don't necessarily mean beating her up.
Yeah.
But he'll be very, 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 exactly. extremely angry beyond reason.
Yeah.
Or he could fall apart. You know, because his pride has been badly pumped.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Same club. It's tough.
Okay, let's leave him out of it. It's not everybody that is like me.
It's tough, honestly.
Say something, Mrs.
You actually put on my mic.
I put on your mic, yeah. For you to go more mutton. Say something.
I think I will go with Mrs. Craig. I think just let it stay buried.
Let us call another.
Because there are some things that, honestly, Uncle Jimmy, there are some things that just let it be.
Mr. Craig, step forward, please.
Of
take
course,
the mic.
Wait now, let me finish.
No, you of talk. Course. Let him take the mic.
Of course, Mr. Craig, please come and come have a seat.
We need you here.
Because there are some things that it's just your person. It's just your conscience that's pricking you. It's just that thing that it doesn't mean that you've done anything horrible or bad, but because you're a good person, you feel that sense of guilt all the time, and you're afraid that your whatever it is may catch up with you in the end. But in all sincerity, maybe nothing will happen at the end of the day if you had kept it to yourself.
Mr. Craig, on your mic. Now, you've been listening to this discussion, and thank God you're here. What do you think the woman should do in this circumstance?
Well,
you don't need to look your wife straight in the eye. Because you're looking... You can watch us on YouTube. We're on YouTube and Facebook Live as we speak.
I'm looking away right now.
Look away. You don't need to look at your wife.
It's a difficult one. But like she said, I think it depends on how the man will handle it. So if... Then again, on the flip side again is... Some things are better kept.
Yeah.
It's better you don't even know, hear about it, than do, because...
Well, okay, let everybody now try and speak for himself. For me, where I am today, maybe because of age and experience, having lived this long in the world, nothing can rattle me again. You get to a point in life, you understand life so well, that you are ready for all kinds of surprises. Not necessarily even this. Anything, nothing rattles me, nothing under the sun. Do you know why? Because I think that as you move on in life, you conceive all possibilities. If you want to be true to yourself, you brace yourself up in the world we are in today for anything possible. And I've seen people surprised. I've seen people who had the death of their loved one who saw it on Facebook before they were even informed. You know, so it's not just in situations like this that one faces challenges. But I think that what you should do, if you haven't done, I mean, those listening, is you need to brace yourself up for any form of eventuality. Or it could take you away, and I don't want to die. My advice to, what's her name again, Boma, is that you know the husband that you have. Again, let me say something people need to understand. I believe that you cannot say for sure how anybody will react at the sound of this kind of music or other tonic solfas that you might have, whether it's in B minor or A major. It is difficult. In fact, it's difficult for even the individual to say, if I heard this kind of thing, this is what I would do. Do you understand what I'm saying?
If you know your partner really well, I think you can tell to a very large extent. I can tell now if I say that, Uncle Jimmy, let's go and eat ice cream.
Yeah, right? I'm not married now.
I know that you want ice cream.
Use Zenab or something.
Why would I use Zenab?
We are not married.
You know, I was going to ask my husband that if this happens, how would you react? Because I feel he's a very controlled person.
Okay, if this thing happens, how do you think he would react?
I think he will. He's very controlled.
You must watch this on YouTube. Yes.
Very, very, and not because of sitting here. Yes. It's very, very emotional.
So you tell him.
He's never raised his voice before. So I probably will feel very bad.
The ones who don't raise their voice is submarine. Those are the submarines. They would surprise you.
I think the thing is just like you said. Yeah.
Never raised your voice.
You've trained yourself to absorb
this man
something.
Is a submarine.
So and that's why I don't ever want to hurt him because he's never raised his voice. He's very controlled.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'll be able to tell that kind of thing to him.
Yeah, but he's quiet now. He doesn't... he's controlled. Tell him.
So I wish I could ask him right away that, so if this happens...
Do you have something to tell him? Tell him now.
I don't have any skeletons in my closet to declare right now.
No, no, I would advise very strongly that, okay, so if you do have to tell him, should it be by writing or in the midst of people, are you going to call the family meeting?
No.
It can't be the two of you. You don't know. He could faint. I mean, okay.
Well.
Mr. Clay, a person could faint.
You can't predict that reaction right now. No, but because from what we're seeing,
yes.
If it gets to the man at the club, because it's looking like this guy has spread the news that Yahweh and the wife have, you know, we've had something in the past. If it slips to him.
And heaven help the woman if she has a birthmark that is not visible to the naked eye and the man says that he saw the tattoo.
Yeah.
I just remembered in school, you know, we started dating in school. And
you toasted her in school?
Yes, sir. So
wait. Don't worry that. How did it happen?
She came one day and she said, "I'm pregnant." I don't know whether you told her.
Yeah, I remember.
She was pregnant in school. Like,
yes, it was a joke.
It was a joke.
But it shows that in school. You showed that in school, you people.
No.
Where
I'm going is this.
This is the analysis.
I knew I didn't do anything. So when she said it, I was just like, okay, because at that time I've been to her house not once, not twice. I just said, okay, let's go to Lagos. I'll take you to your mom or your parents and see your. At least I know it's not me. But
were you in the same school?
Yeah, we're in the same school.
Oh, you were both in the mixed school.
Yeah, university.
Oh, you're talking about university. Yes, university. Everybody knows. You know what? Come on. So, you know, if it was university, you're pardoned.
Someone is saying hello to the two of you. His name is Agboola Oladapo. He's saying, "Yay, my people, the Wabasan ya Craig."
Oh, okay.
So from school, haven't you got tired of him?
No.
Not at all.
Since you met her, have you had any babes at all? This is the time now to test how she will react. See?
None.
This is why this is so mad.
He's a really cool guy, actually.
You see, people like us, we are harmless. We back, but we don't bite.
Excuse me.
Sheriff, how many times did I call you? People like us, we back, but we don't bite. You see these submarines?
We should fear them.
Mr. Craig, those room is a joke. Okay, let's. We have time. Okay, we have loads of time. There's a Dorothy here who says that he's a drunkard, but I still love him. And she says, 5 years ago, my husband lost his job and his drinking spiraled out of control. He's always been a heavy drinker, but now he starts as early as 11 a.m. By 11 a.m., what is correct? What is wapak? And carries on all day and into the night. I've been asking him to cut down for years, but I think things came to a head when I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis 6 months ago. What's that?
Sclerosis?
Yeah. Yes. I think it's a mental...
Multiple sclerosis.
Breakdown.
Are you sure?
Thing.
Let's Google it. People believe what they hear on radio. Anyway, it says multiple sclerosis. What does that mean?
Just a moment.
Yes.
It's a disabling ability, disease of the brain.
Okay, now I get it. But he continued to drink.
The brain and spinal cord.
Don't frighten me.
That's horrible.
Horrible. He continued to drink and I was forced to leave and relocate to my family house with the children. I know I'm better off without him, but I still love him and I want him in my life. Mm-hmm. He feels the same way about me. Is there any way we can make our marriage work? Simple. Stop drinking. Why?
They need help.
Why would a man start drinking at 11? Would he correct? Last 11? Mr. Craig, what do you think of this man? Let's pass a bit of judgment on him. Only by 11. Do you know what you say when double your tea? Do you drink, by the way?
No.
Sheriff, there is Bala. This is very cool and Do you smoke?
No.
Of course, you can't even say you womanize. You dare not. Look at the way you want.
But it doesn't. She knows I don't. It doesn't.
Are you sure it doesn't?
No, it doesn't.
Shebi, when I was telling you that this thing can happen, you did not agree.
That what?
That it's possible not to humanize, not to smoke, not to drink.
Of course, it's possible not to humanize, not to smoke, and not to drink. Why are you...
No.
I never said it wasn't possible.
Yeah, no, when you were attacking me that time, you said that it wasn't possible.
No, I said in your own case, because you're a Muslim, you're allowed to have four. Mr. Craig is a Christian. Are you a Christian?
You said...
Yes, sir.
What church do you attend?
This, sir.
Ah, my friend's church.
Yes.
Is he back in the country?
Not yet.
Let the man come back now.
What? I wasn't saying anything.
That's one of the pastors, few pastors that I respect, you know, love listening to.
Absolutely.
Himself, Itwag, Igodalo, and Wale Adefarasin. Those three are my favorite pastors any day. If I were to become a Pentecostal, that's one of their churches.
One of the churches.
Yeah. Okay. So no wonder you are cool. now I get it. You know, jokes apart, your Gio is a very calm person. Very, very calm.
Very calm.
So it's rubbed off on you. But at the time you met her, he wasn't a pastor, but we'll leave that. So I think the answer is very clear. The man should stop drinking.
It needs help.
Because the wife is in a very dangerous place, exactly, as we speak. And the best he can do is to be there for him.
Yeah.
But does he... Let's see. Did she say she feels the same way? Let me read what dear Bumi says. Okay. You know, she's been at this for close to 40. By the way, Auntie Bumi, morning. My sympathy for our very close friend that we also lost again. We keep losing people every day. But I think I'm that age. He says... Auntie Bumi says that it is possible for a marriage to survive alcoholism, but it will take a lot of hard work. Mm. It is not enough for your husband just to make promises. He has to admit he has a problem and seek professional help. That's the major problem with Nigerians, to admit and seek professional help. And we always think of the stigma. He's not thinking of the stigma when he's correct at 11 in the morning. I wonder if he has any job.
No, he's lost his job, so it's depression, actually.
On top of which, he needs to either look for a job or learn a trade that will enable him to care for his family.
Yeah.
You can support him from a distance. You can support him from a distance.
I agree.
Because he says multiple sclerosis is a degenerative disease, and you need the support of loved ones around you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go back to him until he can show you he means what he says. Maybe she should just walk away from this guy for now. That's a brutal advice. For now, you need to focus more on your health and leave the bad guy alone for a while. What do you think?
Well, and support from a distance. She's walked away.
I was looking
already
at Mr. Craig.
Oh, okay.
You want to speak for him?
No.
I was looking at him.
Apologize.
He was looking at you, and then you spoke. Don't mind me, I'm a trickster. What do you think, exactly?
Well, he needs help.
Yes.
And so, at the same time, needs support.
Even he needs support. Yes.
So, it could be from a distance.
Yes. That's why I like him. He doesn't drink at all.
Nice.
No, he said he never drank in his life.
Not even red wine. Wow, teetotaler.
He's a teetotaler. Is it true that a man must have at least been involved in one of the vices in his life?
No, I don't think so. It's not true. So, there are really clean people out there.
Baba Omosika, Baba Omoti.
No, not at all.
Baba Degwe Babe.
No.
Why are you looking doubtful? You're looking at him as if...
I'm admiring him again, that one of a kind.
Sherif Jamalo. Let's leave the studio for the
screen. That's the studio part.
This is love. This is love in the air. What I'll do, let's do a promise. If next year's Valentine's Day falls on a Wednesday, you'll be here.
Okay.
Do we have a deal on that?
We'll be glad to be here.
Yes.
It's still foul.
I'm booking them down now. Okay. Yeah, we've done we've done all. He thinks he's cheating on his dead wife. Is this one I cannot do? And I'm not even going to go near that at all.
Do you see, like, Craig is saying hi to tell you?
Uh-huh. Okay, oh. let's pick one or two more calls.
All right, let's do it.
Is she related to you?
That's my big sister.
Your big
sister. His big sister.
His big sister. Yeah, well, she's now your big sister. I'm not anymore. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
My name is Gabriel.
Why are you trying to act as if you are cool? Just say your name. Good morning.
No, I was just shifting away from...
Because you heard that Mr. Craig is a cool one. No, you, from your voice, I don't say.
Okay. I am full of admiration for the couple.
Oh.
Thank you.
And especially, I mean, I was touched when the lady said, I'm just admiring him.
Oh, so you are wishing that you are the one being admired?
No, I want to tell you a little bit of my own story.
Okay.
In a minute?
In a minute.
Okay, give an extra 1 minute. Go on.
I am 77 years old.
Wow. You don't sound it.
Wow.
Well, I have been a footballer, so I'm strong.
Ah, like Kekere, at 77, you'll be like this.
I played for Rangers against IRCC, so leave it.
What's your name, sir?
Wow.
Your surname?
I was number 11 after I left, but I entered university a few weeks or months after joining them. Let's go to the point.
This was okay.
So, I got married in 76.
Hmm.
Yes. I'm a grandfather.
Yes.
My second daughter is married to a Yoruba, and they have two
sons. Oh, that's nice. Yes.
Now, believe you me, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
From the date I met my wife till today, we have never exchanged hot words. Before I started listening to your program, I'm at home for a reason. Before I said, I had called her 2-3 times to find out whether she's reached her office.
Hmm.
Okay? So, there's something I'm reluctant to say. I don't know whether I should say it.
Go on, sir.
The last time we made love was yesterday.
Mm.
At 77?
Yeah. I told you I'm strong.
I know, sir.
Now, let me divert a little bit. I was that man that called you some time ago and offended you. And I told you I'm 11 years older than you. You remember? You got upset and you told me what has age got to do with it.
No, but I do apologize.
I was a one-on-one on you.
Okay.
Just me and you.
Okay.
That day I was begging you, please take my number down and call me. There is something we share. Help us.
Now, sir, I still can't take your number down. I still can. So it's not as if I didn't want to take the number. Even now, as we speak, if I was going to take your number down, I'd have to call the control center.
Yeah,
to mark that number. But I'll find a way. I'll find there must be a way around talking to you. Thank you very much, sir.
I don't know whether you can tell your friend to, because I listen every morning. I usually join by 5 a.m. Whether you can tell your friend to announce your number so I could write it down.
No, sir. I can't announce my number, sir. We are running out of time. We have to get out of here. Thank you very much, sir. We have to leave, Mr. and Mrs. Craig. I enjoyed myself.
I did, too.
Wow.
Thank you.
Cool, calm. Look at this. Cool, calm, and collected.
Yes.
All right, that's where we'll end this week's Dear Bumi. We'll be back again tomorrow with Mrs. Craig when we talk about etiquette, which is quite important. We'll talk about it. And thank you very much for honoring my invitation right from the blues. I'd like to thank the listener who gave me your number.
Tayo.
Tayo, you know him?
Yes, I do.
It was very nice of him. I said, does anybody know? And quickly he sent the number. We'll be back again tomorrow with Mrs. Craig. We're going to talk about etiquette. And on Friday, we are going to, with one of the sports guys here, we are going to look into the video that the female basketballers made about allowances and the accusation that the Minister of Sports is sitting on the allowances. Let us use that word. I don't want to use the word working just yet.